you can handle it?
Make some noise!
Gossip and help us!
Call security!
It's the Gossiping Heifers, Michelle
and Rochelle.
What's going on, Rochelle?
Heat. Feel like hell outside.
I don't even want to talk about it no more. I don't want to even talk about the way the Houston Sun is just so disrespectful. I don't even want to discuss it.
Low life sun.
Yeah. Everything, like, you know, with the fourth going by. You know, you have to wait in the evening and it's still a little humid out.
Oh, so, yeah.
We're going to do a drive-by as far as, you know, fireworks scene. Okay, there they go by.
Oh, that's nice.
We're not leaving the car.
No, we're not. No. I'm going to sit right there in that car. But, you know, I think this weather just trumped up. That's the whole problem.
Well, thanks for tuning in, everybody. We appreciate you guys joining us again for another crazy episode. Make sure you look us up on Facebook and Instagram. Subscribe on YouTube and follow a heifer on Spotify.
Follow me.
Got a good show for you.
Let me be your guy.
You know what? That's a scary thought to have you as anybody's guy.
Oh, girl, that's an awesome thought.
How is it an awesome thought?
It's, first of all, it's me.
Right.
And my edibles will be cannabis. So you're going to have a good time either way it
either
goes.
Way, it don't yes. make a difference. Well, you know what? It's time to make a difference with this week's Conspiracy Sister.
First, a political statement, if I may.
Another idea is stolen from the black man.
Blackness confirmed. You got so.
Thank you.
This is Conspiracy Sisters saving my people from the sucker place. Shall we have a sip on some of this black power tea? Now, instead of world star, I say we have another one called Crackers Gone Wild. We always see a Becky or a Peter or a Tom out there acting a fool. Now, I don't know where this took place, but I followed my brother D.L. Hughley, Black Power D.L., and he shared a video of a 13-year-old child. Let me say that slow for you white people. Child. 13. And a caveman of the age of 46. Now, he claimed the little boy popped him in the jaw. I didn't see no marks. I don't see no video. All I see is you mounted on top of this black child with blood in his mouth and your hands all in his face. Okay, this is all I see. Now, I don't know if he called himself making a citizen's arrest. Maybe he needs to check the laws.
Yes, he should.
When someone commits a felony, citizen's arrest is okay. Mm-hmm. But check your states, because some states say it ain't okay.
Right.
Mind your mofo business. Now, you know, felonies like vandalism, you know, popping somebody like this white boy claim happened that I still did not see. Now, the sad thing is, some force is okay. Like, if they're running, you could tackle the trick.
Oh, Lord.
You could tackle them. But they tell you it's best, especially if you're involved with the crime, to just lay back, call the popo. That's the best thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also best to do because you can also get sued, especially if you use too much force.
Right.
Which this caveman did. Now, I guarantee you, had that been 50 Cent, you know, someone like 50 or Jay-Z?
Right.
He wouldn't be mounting and climbing on top of nobody.
No, he would never have
stepped
to
I bet him. He wouldn't have did it if 50 or Jay-Z was walking by. See, this is that coward punk racism. They always seem to pick the women and the children.
Yep.
Now, the child is crying to his sister that's named Vanessa. Run, run, go get Marvin. Baby, please go get Marvin. Get Marvin and Buki and Tim Tim and who else? And Lil Wayne. Go get them all. Go get Scrappy while you're there. And every hood has a little D. Go get him too. Now, all I'll say is I hope they showed up on the scene. Because if I saw this, I would have stomped this trick in his neck.
Pepper spray.
Pepper spray, stomping the neck. This now, some white one, I could tell she was white. She was off camera. I could tell by when she was talking. She was like, dude, what you doing? Call the police. Take your ass home and wait for the police. But nah. You want to do a George Zimmerman. You want to be the popo.
Yes.
See, white folks like this, I guarantee you, either tried to be a cop and failed.
Right.
So sit your ass down several times. I'm tired of you white folks harassing my children. Now let a sister like me run up on you. It's OV. Oh. And on that note, Conspiracy Sister is out.
When we see these social media videos on how people are just taking the law into their own hands, jumping our children,
I'm
sick and tired of the nonsense.
I just hope the family sues.
Yeah, there need to be a lawsuit in the mix with that. And if you want to take it to the streets, I'd say something else. But anyway.
Oh, baby, you know, I already said, honey, if I was to pass by, I would have whooped some pink meat.
Oh, my God.
Kick him in the back of the head.
Right. And then threatening his sister, told him, I'm going to hit you next. I'm like, you know what? See, that lets you know what kind of aggression you were on.
And who was the aggressor.
Right. Thank you.
Because I didn't see no marks on this man, a bruise, blood. But I saw blood on the child's mouth.
Right. And you're saying he was defacing property. Okay.
And then punching.
Yeah. So that's not something that you'd take a, you know, citizen's arrest on.
Well, you know what? Anything is a felony, and that's considered a felony. Mm. But they advise it is best not to do it.
Right.
Something like that. Call the police and just chill in your house. Mm. I mean, you could give a good description. You saw him.
Right.
Keep it moving.
My God.
He just came across as an angry, racist white man.
He did.
That was just happy to jump on a black child.
There you go. Headline news is up, and California is the first state to pass banning hair discrimination. So if we want to wear our cornrows, our dreads, you know, we want to do all that. Okay.
See, I like everything about California but the earthquakes.
Right. Because they just had one.
Girl, a major one, 6.4.
Oh, Lord. So that's the only thing that stops me from going, you know, to even visit California. I'm scared that it might be because, you know, they're used to it when there's like a minor quake.
Well, this was not minor.
This was not minor.
But it was in the oh my God, the desert area. I don't think a lot of people may have been out there. Mm. I'll do a little bit more research on that. But
we'll see.
God bless anybody that had to deal with that today.
But California has a new measure to set the state to be the first to ban natural hair discrimination in the United States.
Good for them.
And this has, you know, been signed into law, and it needs to be across the board. I don't even know why we have this problem, because when you see other ethnic backgrounds rocking different hairstyles, well, come on now.
White people only have a problem with blacks.
Right.
Okay, we've been impressed with our hair since we got on the ship. No, I'm serious.
Right.
The moment black people got off the ship, your hair would tell you what tribe you was with.
Right.
It would also tell you your rank in a tribe.
It identifies
so
you.
So, exactly. Mm-hmm. So, that was the first thing they shaved off.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is a big move, and we're still going to see, I'm sure, some backlash from people who feel that there's a certain way you should wear your hair, but you can't do it in California.
But my thing is, this is the way God made us beautiful black people.
Mm-hmm.
Let it be.
Let it be.
Now, if you are natural and you're not combing or moisturizing or twisting at night, you need to be talked to. No, I've seen one. I saw a sister girl, I'll never forget, the grocery store. I could tell it was matted. She didn't even try.
Oh, my God.
And it was crapping. Like, you know, like, girl, you got lint in your hair.
Ew.
So a brush ain't touched it in a minute.
Okay. Well, let's get on to Nipsey Hussle. You know, the murderer of Nipsey Hussle, Eric Holder. He's still being detained, and they're going to do the trial and everything else. And the getaway driver, which was a woman, has been getting major death threats. Her and her family.
Ooh, dang.
Major death threats.
And she said she didn't know that's what she was picking him up for.
You know, because, you know, she's still unidentified, and she's identified as a witness one in court documents. They don't even have her name in court documents.
Let me say something. She's been identified. They showed her picture once. That's all it took.
And I believe, isn't she in the video where they showed footage of Nipsey getting shot? Because there's a woman, if the video, if I remember correctly, in the bottom left-hand corner, there's a woman in a car, and it looks like she jumps out the car. She's looking at the situation like...
Jumps in and runs off.
And then she I think she drives off.
Yeah, I don't blame her.
So I think she is in the video. I'm not sure if that is her.
I do remember seeing a picture of her.
Right.
And they were talking, because, you know, they called her in for questioning.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say something. You know, people, you know, folks gonna know folks, or that's somebody auntie, that's somebody cousin. So folks, I'm sure out there in LA, Cali, figured out who she was.
Yeah, because you know what? Matter of fact, that's what they're saying in court documents, that they are people from social media identified her license plate. Okay. And all you need is that number and you can start digging.
I remember seeing the picture of the sister.
Mm-mm.
And they weren't sure, they won't press charges or whatever, but. Hey, you know, I mean, it's messed up that he got her caught up in that crap.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know.
Because she did look like, what the hell is going
right.
on?
Her body language was
I got to get the hell out of here. And she did.
She did. But at the same time, people are looking for their own type of justice. So they went so far that I don't know how many times you had to watch that video to even get the license plate.
I understand.
You know what I mean?
But, you know, she said she didn't know what was going down.
Right.
Y'all can't get justice on somebody that didn't know or was innocent. She's actually, you know, she was used.
Right. She was used. But at the same time, I would take all precautions in this, situation, because people are hurt from that death. Let's update on a story that we've been consistent with on the missing college student from Utah.
Yes.
Well, they have found a man that may be responsible for her death. Well, he is responsible because, matter of fact, after they did a search warrant in his home, they found her body remains that were burned. Okay. But the thing about this is, beside them, that he is detained. But at the same time, they had a book on Amazon that was written by him. And it almost puts me in mind of Basic Instinct, because in the book he describes how this murder takes place where his neighbors witness him burning something in his yard.
Oh, so he was planning this.
So this was something that actually happened. And when the police talked to the neighbors, he was out in the yard burning something.
So he premeditated his murder. I'm going to write a book about it.
Okay, so you write in a book and then you actually go through with it. I'm not
Is this his first go round?
It had to be, because I'm sure if it was already on Amazon, it had to be up there for a minute. You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
So,
well, I'm just saying, maybe this may not be his first murder.
It may not be. I don't know how many other books he has out, but this particular book had that description on how the neighbors witnessed him burning something in his front yard. Either front yard, backyard, I'm not sure.
I hope, you know, don't be a dumb criminal.
But, you know.
At least go in your backyard. You know what I'm saying? But I hope the police don't let him see the light of day.
No, he's not. He's not going to see the light of day, because if this was premeditated, like you said, that the book was already published, he already had it on sale on Amazon.
Yeah.
Then you already had it in your mind to do this to somebody.
I mean, it's almost like OJ wrote a book up after, though, pretty much saying what he did.
Exactly. But that's why I had a Basic Instinct flash of that movie.
I hope Amazon drops his book.
He did.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah, the book was dropped, so we don't have to worry about that nonsense. Like I said, I don't know if he got any other books out there, because like you said, it could be some other nonsense involved with this guy.
Yeah, I wonder what you...
And it's a black dude, man. He looked creepy. Creepy. He do look creepy. You know, there's certain people you look at...
Yeah, you can just tell. Oh, he ain't
like
right.
When we be watching the news and they be flashing somebody's mugshot or they just did something.
Like that Spanish dude that was randomly killing folks in Houston.
Yes.
And now you look at his picture. Oh, he looked crazy.
He looked crazy. There's a certain look, you know, it's all in the ice, man.
Yeah.
They never
the
lie.
The ice never lie, man. Okay. I'm trying to tell you. Made me drive a Cadillac, man.
El Chapo was back in the news.
What?
Mm-hmm.
What Chapo up to?
Well, a New York judge has rejected a request for a new trial by the Mexican drug lord known as El Chapo. The judge said in the ruling that a mountain range of evidence is already against you. Why are you even trying to redo this? It's just going to be a waste of, you know, resources.
He could threaten the right person to get out.
You don't think that's already been done?
Yeah, oh, maybe seriously. Maybe he said he wanted a second go around.
Right.
Maybe I didn't do it right the first time. I ain't messing with El Chapo, that's all I know.
Give him an offer, he can't refuse, huh?
Yeah, and then we like that horse in the bed.
You know,
what was that, Godfather?
Yes.
Yes, Godfather, yes.
But they're saying that the jurors of the last case was following improper social media information. So,
well, they're not supposed to be on social media, all reading the paper,
right?
All looking at the news, so El Chapo got a case.
But judge, look, you can't sit up here, and even if they were influenced, we still got enough evidence, so we don't need to go through this again.
Oh, well, you guilty. Sit down. That's what the judge said, I'm trying to tell you. Like I said, El Chapo, I ain't got no problem with you.
All right, let's bounce for a hot minute. We'll be right back. It's the Gossiping Heifer Show.
What is it called?
The Gossiping Heifers.
Heifers?
Yeah.
Love it. Yo, what's up? It's your man, Deion Cole. You're listening to the Gossiping Heifers. Yes, y'all.
I'm going to have a BF.
Oh, my God. She's going to have a bitch fit.
Oh, no. Don't have a BF. You are in big trouble.
All right, it's that BF segment, Get Off the Chest, and this week we are discussing experience versus observation. Usually we peep something our people's going through or something that we witnessed and, you know, we just talk about it, but personal happenings happen all the time.
Yes, it do.
Yeah, okay, so what's your happenings this week?
Well, it ain't nothing major. You know, it's just, I can't stand greedy, ignorant Negroes.
Okay.
Now, you know, my friend loves my lemon cake.
Mm-hmm.
He loves a lemon curd I put in the middle.
Right.
So I said, look, Dad's birthday's coming up, homie. I know you like this cake. Come get you a slice.
Okay.
So, you know, we're fine. I told him like 3 days, 2 or 3 days, you know, before.
Mm-hmm.
For what shit? That's not a big gap.
Right.
He texted me stupid crap on Monday, the day of. And I text him back that mean, you know, call a beagle, bye.
Right.
Then he calls me up today. And I said, well, you know, come to get your cake. Yo, why you ain't remind me about cake? Yo, man, it's... I said, hold on. I offer you free food. You forget. Whose fault is that? Whose problem is that? It's not mine.
That is real, you know, simple.
Jiggery.
Yeah, because you can't sit up and say, look, you know, and when usually you talk about food and a man, hey, look, I'm making this. If you want some of it, you can come pick you up a plate. It's all you got to do is say that. They go pick up their plate.
He need to stop smoking them powerful blunts.
I have no idea. That's why you have to remind our own people on stuff they should just do normally. Like, you know, I'm going to go ahead and say it. I did rant on social media, which is very rare. On doing black business. Because I find myself, I love supporting our own businesses.
It's,
you know?
It's hard, though.
But it's hard.
It's so hard.
I mean, because the way I've interacted with certain businesses of the black community, some of them are great. They're professional. They give you top of the notch service and beyond. But then you have a majority that you deal with or try to do business with, and their business ethics are just not on point.
Just not there.
Right. Okay. Prime example. Getting ready to plan something, and there's a venue that we were renting out. Okay, cool. Made the deposit, and the deposit is non-refundable. Now, when we had a conversation with this venue, they were saying, oh, yeah, we're going to help you promote this because we want to do this every month, blah, blah, blah. So sure. I'm like, okay, here's the flyer. Put it on your social media.
Cool.
2-3 weeks go by, no posting. And when I, you know, follow up with them, I'm like, okay, what's going on? They give me a call back after 8 p.m.
Let's go and say 9 o'clock.
No. After 8 p.m., I'm saying right now, people who do business, you should be contacted during business hours.
9 to 5.
Okay. Now, when people call you beyond business hours, they're hoping you don't answer the phone. They get your voicemail. So it can seem like they reached out to you. They were trying to reach out to you.
No, you wasn't.
No, because you would have contacted me because everybody got things to do when they get off work. Some people may be going to their second job. You need to call me in a certain time frame. And that never happened. Even the affiliate that I got involved with it, she did the same thing. Gave her a call after 9 o'clock. I'm like, okay.
Oh, so she called both of you heifers back.
Okay, yeah.
After hours.
After hours. Jeez. And the only reason I was even able to catch up with this venue, I called them at opening hours. Okay.
I'm up. I'm doing business. Over.
Phone was accidentally answered.
Yeah, she didn't know it was you.
Okay, I'm gonna
call you. I guess you figured all jiggers sleep late.
I'm like, no, I'm gonna be up. I'm gonna call you right when you open the door, okay? So yeah. I am right there on your phone.
I tell you, anybody you do business with Michelle, she is up at 6 a.m. even when her child is out of school. Now, me, you could probably slide on because I ain't getting about that bitch too soon.
I just don't like lack of follow up.
Yeah.
And if you say you're gonna do something, do it. Because your word is your biggest representation of
all
yourself.
All I have in this world is my word and my bullets. I don't break up from nobody.
All right, word on the street.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Word on the street.
Just listen to this.
Give it some.
Clear heels. Lay back. Clear black.
You know, I'm going to get you your own special set, okay? So you can have that in the matching tutu.
Clear back.
And you'll be good.
Okay.
Whatever. Sherry Shepherd. Everybody's seen Sherry Shepherd, various movies, talk shows, and et cetera. Was recently on the D.L. Hughley show. Love D.L.'s show because he be putting some real content out there, some questions. He does a challenging debate without, you know, and he throw jokes in the midst of it.
See, you don't allow me to do that. Right. I can't challenge or get smart with the guests. I got to be on my best behavior.
You know what?
I'm going to go work with D.A.
See, this is Negro behavior right here. But back to Sherry Shepherd. Now, you know, she had gotten divorced. And went through a real nasty divorce. And the man was trying to take her to court for money, custody.
Trifling.
I mean, everything.
He's a pain.
The thing about it that she discusses during this interview is that a lot of people warned her beforehand.
See?
And DL said he was one of them. He was like, when I saw this nigga, I said, he's a sorry ass man.
Oh, but you know what? And anybody I'm listening to is going to be DL.
What?
You know, I had the pleasure. We had the pleasure of meeting DL.
Yes,
and
very
can say
cool.
He keeps it real.
Yes,
down to earth brother.
Yes,
and DL, you let me tell you something. You know, I ain't gonna bring the one I'm dealing with right now because I already know what you're gonna say.
Somebody,
and don't worry, I will not be marrying him.
That's scary. If DL was to judge the current man you are seeing, oh my God!
Oh, that cake for getting Negro. No, I already told you I got tips to tell them. You ain't gonna never worry about me wanting to move in or get drunk. Oh, not get drunk, scratch.
You know what?
Move in or marry.
But she said not only did DL tell her, Steve Harvey told her, Whoopi wouldn't even come to her wedding.
Oh, come on, Whoopi.
Okay, only reason that Kim Whitley showed up because there was an iPad involved because she was a bridesmaid.
Yeah, I was gonna say she was also in the wedding, so she's like, I got to come up. But I'm just like, you know.
Barbara Walters even said no.
Barbara Walters, and she's a ball goblin. She got to the top. goblin balls. If she tell you, you best to listen. I honestly, but you know, I always tell people, when you have too many people telling you they don't like somebody in your life,
you gotta listen.
You need to listen.
Look at it.
Get your mind out of your loneliness. Or out of your thoughtness. Right. Whatever it is that you're going through.
She was going through a lonely situation because she was alone in New York. She was taping The View. She said all the other hosts, they had lives after they left the show.
There's too much to do in New York City to be.
This, girl. And
all the plays.
Now, this is my thing. I'm not saying that Sherri Shepherd is prom queen, but at the same time, that could have been a way better upgrade that she brought home. Yeah. She couldn't have been that lonely.
Because he was really sweet looking.
He looked like Cleveland from the Cleveland show.
Girl, shut up. But it was just something. I don't think he liked girls that much. He just had that look. Yeah. You couldn't. I mean, but it's just like DL said, you know, that, like they say, never go shopping hungry.
Yes.
Never go man shopping when you're lonely.
Yes, please. Okay. But she's paying for the mistake now, you know, hopefully getting that behind her. He's still being, you know, a real girly man back. He really does display those type of qualities you just mentioned.
Yeah.
No doubt. Cardi B had a verbal dispute recently.
Whoa.
With a reporter declining an interview. I think she was out with her dad.
Okay.
And this reporter, you know, that's one thing, like I said beforehand, being a celebrity don't really give you much privacy.
Yeah.
Okay. So she's at that level where everywhere she go, she got to either have some people with her to kind of back those people off.
Get off. Get back up.
But she's there with her dad. They're filming and her daughter. And she's like, look, I'm with my dad. Don't be showing my dad's face on camera because he don't be walking around with no security.
I feel her.
Right. And then, you know, I guess they kept on filming and, you know, she started to go back, you know, loving hip hop for a minute.
She went back to the Bronx.
She, okay.
The Dominican roots came out.
They escorted her back and they're like, you do not need that heat right now. Mm-mm. Okay. So let's just walk away.
Yeah, she already got issues right now.
But I do feel her pain because I would think that I can't even have a private moment with my family without somebody with a microphone in my face.
But that's people, y'all got to respect celebrities you love are human too.
Thank you.
And there's a lot of times you don't want to be bothered.
And
it makes me think when she was pregnant at the jewelry shop and you had a gang of folks try to, you know, talk to her, get in and she got the time. You know, when you got money like that, you can close shit down.
Yeah, let me do my private shopping. Because I'm not going to be able to do anything with a whole bunch of folks around me. And also her trademark was recently denied that. Oh,
girl, I was hoping they would, you know, let it go through because, you know, it's like people bite.
Right.
And it was that skirt. I don't know who did that skirt, but every dog on record.
That's what Birdman said about Lil Wayne, Bling Bling. He should have had that copyright.
They probably would have turned him down too.
Right. Yeah.
But that's the thing about it though. People don't have no originality.
Mm-mm.
And if I hear that skirt in one more record, I'm going to scream. My God.
Danielle Brooks, our girl, Tasty, from The Orange is the New Black, is expecting her first baby.
Oh, it's a girl. She knocked.
She shared her news with her Instagram followers, showing her, you know, a little pregnancy stick, and the results are positive. So
awesome.
Yeah, so she's just very, very happy, which I can imagine, you know.
Yeah, it's a tasty bun in the oven.
Tasty bun.
Yeah, tasty bun in the oven. I wish girls on everyone.
But you know what? Anyway, Jussie Smollett again.
Oh, God. We're not done with this. This is like the most tiredest drag queen ever in life. I'm so sick and tired of him.
First of all, I heard on the Love Me Scott show that he was secretly married. Okay.
Yeah, I heard that too. Who cares?
Okay, and now
him.
They got this additional footage. But this is a punchline, though, because all this footage and surveillance they got on this case, one of these pieces of footage shows him on the street that where the attack took place.
Yeah, going to Subway.
Well, not only just going to Subway, but he's going back and forth up and down the street, and he, you know, crosses path with the brothers that supposedly attacked him.
So you're looking for your attackers. Right. Where y'all at? Y'all know. You know, you can't hire black folks because they ain't going to be on time. Where you at? I told you to be here at 10 o'clock. So he walking up and down the street looking for him.
I don't know if he was looking for him or if they were trying to stage it right. They just kept walking past each other like,
oh, I'm not ready. Wait, give me five. Action! No,
wait.
My lips, my precious lips.
My beautiful lips.
And I'm like, dude, you gonna get, oh my God. Are you supposed to be an actor? You suck.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Man, let me just go ahead and get this off the record here because
what's on your records?
I'm a fan of Biz Markie, but Lord have mercy, why did he do that TMZ interview when he was talking about he paid 50 Cent because 50 Cent had given him some money or paid for dinner? It was a dinner that 50 had paid for back in the day.
Uh-huh.
And he paid 50 Cent back in food stamps.
Yeah, I hate to know that Biz Markie, first of all, even on food stamps.
And he had the old school food stamps, not the card.
But do they even like work? I'm sure stores don't take them. You know what? Biz Markie was being funny. This was a joke.
No.
It was a joke. I ain't going to hear nothing else about Biz Markie. That was a damn joke. And you know Biz Markie's special.
There's a clip on TMZ.
I heard it. I thought it was a joke.
But
see, Biz Markie got jokes. He's so funny.
Yeah.
He says she's just a friend. Oh, baby, you got these food stamps. Gonna get some steak and lobster. What? Get some steak and lobster. It's a joke. Biz Markie was playing. I rebuke you. I rebuke you, Satan. Just. This was not
in the name of hip hop.
In the name of hip hop, the blood of Christ, please pour yourself over the store, and shall you heal, Biz Markie?
Black Jesus,
because we need Black Jesus right about now. You really do. Come hit you with that original cross.
Okay, look, I got to that stop you right now. Let's go to a break. We'll be right back.
Okay.
The gossip is happening.
We don't gossip, we just pass along news.
Put 'em up, put 'em up.
The gossip is happening.
Yeah, I just can't stand a lot of silly shit.
To be a moron.
Yeah.
To be moronic.
Exactly. To be a moron.
An imbecile.
Yeah.
Like the dumbest motherfucker that ever lived.
That's just dumb.
Dumbish is up. Time for the dumb headlines. Internet bound. And we have found some great stories this week because we could not even get through the full read because they were just too hilarious.
Girl.
First of all, Walmart stays in Dumbish. I don't know what it is about Walmart. It's always in... It's
have you always seen? They always on World Star. I mean, just the way the folks dress to go to Walmart, keep them out there.
All right. A woman was walking around the store. She got a cake from the bakery and proceeded to eat allegedly half of this cake. And
ain't no damn cake.
Right.
I'm sorry. I'm having a Norbert flash when you're talking about this.
What y'all looking at? I ain't had no cake. Mind your damn business.
The damn wedding scene just comes to mind. I see.
Yes!
But she was eating this cake, and when she got to the checkout, she refused to pay for the full cake because she said, look, it was already half eaten. Now, comment
by you
as a consumer, that why would you even want to purchase a half eaten cake?
Because you ate it.
Right.
So they had this trick on camera. There wasn't any frosting around her mouth, crumbs on her titties. She sounded like a big girl.
Check the inside of the bra too. You know crumbs will fall into there from time to time.
Girl, she would have ate them too. Anybody sit there and eat a cake in the Walmart.
But this is out in Wichita Falls, and this is the same Walmart, number one. They've banned two women from ever shopping at Walmart.
Jesus, Wichita got a problem. Wichita.
How bad is it when you get Walmart banned?
Girl, it's bad. Because, you know, you ain't got to have a whole lot of class to go to Walmart. They call it Wally World. Well, I'm just saying, I've seen the Walmart clips.
Right? And you know there is a certain...
a low-class element goes
consistency
there.
Consistency when it comes to certain people shopping at Walmart. I have no shame in shopping at Walmart because I'm trying to get my errands done.
Yes.
It's convenient, it's done.
And but thank God we've never seen no, you know... World Star, except for one time.
What I would say, we did have one World
in
Star
in Rosenberg,
moment.
Texas. Yes, we did. I'm just glad it wasn't us. They were Spaniards.
Okay, stupid. Also in the news, burglars accidentally steal 22 bottles of fake liquor from a bartending school.
Oh, I know they were pissed.
Right,
this ain't real, man.
They broke into this bartending school, and they stole a laptop, an iPad, and they thought they were going to get some liquor along with the deal. The bottles they ended up stealing were watercolored bottles. What? You know, they were supposed to resemble liquors like Jack Daniels and other brands.
Okay.
I'm assuming they stole the displays.
So the dummies didn't go, you know, where the case was.
Like you're on a film set of a bar.
But I'm in school. This ain't no damn film. Who tasting the liquor? I'm just saying.
I understand where you're coming from, but I'm sure it was the displays they used in the classroom.
Well, all I'm saying is y'all need volunteers to taste the Aki Hall, hit the heifers up, and I'll bring a couple of friends.
You know what? Let's talk about Sylvester Stallone. Mm. You have not seen him.
Adrian!
I ain't seen him since that Russian kicked his ass.
He now is in the UK, and fans are complaining because he's charging a little over $1,000 for a selfie with him.
Why you complaining? Don't take the picture. Shut up. He broke. This is the last film.
I don't think it's being broke because he is doing a final Rambo installment.
Girl, that man old. They gonna kill him off in the first round.
Because he's 72 years old.
Exactly. I ain't never known no boxer past 50. So, why are they doing this movie?
I have no idea.
Maybe he need to do a Creed?
But you know what? But that's maybe a spinoff from the Creed series. I don't know. But as far as I know,
they only had two of them, huh?
Right. People were complaining about that charge. Look, and man, some celebrities do charge for selfies. Now, I'm going to flip it. Because if you are a celebrity, people are randomly asking you to have a selfie with them.
Yeah.
Maybe your time is constricted. Maybe you are always bombarded by fans that you maybe
have to charge up.
Yeah, I know Khalid is coming to Houston.
Yeah, Khalid.
And I was going on for the tickets, and they were charging also for if you just want to meet and greet him. You don't necessarily have to attend the show, but you can have a meet and greet and a photograph with him for a certain amount.
How much? No figures?
I didn't get no figures because it was so
But long. I'm just saying, look, the man old. He ain't gonna make too many more movies. Y'all bothering him. And when you get old like a gorilla, they get cranky. So if you don't like the price, move it around.
Yeah, because your tolerance level as you get older is a lot, you know.
A lot lower.
A lot lower. Like, dude, I don't have time. Let's get to the point.
Go away.
No, we're not gonna be
doing it. Just stresses me out to smile when I don't feel like it. So taking a picture is gonna really bother me.
That's why I think we are the realest personalities that you would ever meet in person.
Just tell the truth.
Right.
Can I take a picture? Oh, girl, I don't feel like smiling. For me to smile is going to cost $100. And for me to even pose is going to be another $100. That's $200. I'm low right now.
Right.
So catch me now.
But, you know, I understand why celebrities would set this up. Because I can understand it would be a nuisance of consistent fans. We just talked to Amanda Seals about somebody walking up to her with the camera rolling. And touching me. Dude.
I just want to say, as a trademark, you know, Catch Me Now by Gossip and Heifers. I don't want to hear nobody out there holler, Catch Me Now. This ain't Catch Me Outside. I ain't that little white trash. No, we're not talking about that.
Now.
But I'm talking about Catch Me Now when my price is reasonable. I'm a reasonable heifer right now.
All right, a woman tried to catch her husband cheating by faking her death and texting his mistress.
Mm-mm.
Sometimes you take it overboard.
That's too much.
Well, you already know. You already know.
Girl, you know, I'm so sick of women not using the good God gift that was given. That's called intuition.
Yes.
That's also called I had a dream.
Right.
And I ain't talking about Martin Luther King, but I had a dream. That is the Lord trying to tell you. Or the old-fashioned way, snooping.
Yeah. But, you know, this woman ended up getting arrested.
I bet she did.
By telling police that her husband had shot and killed her in an attempt to blow the lid off her husband's affair.
Oh, my God.
Right.
This sounds white all over.
Right.
Everything about this story is so Caucasian. Because if it was black, she would have went through his phone.
Right. Got the evidence first.
And beat the hell out of him. And went to jail for domestic violence. I mean, that is, and let me say this, that is still not a good thing to do.
No, it's not.
Keep your hands to your mofo self.
But the woman was not identified in court documents, contacted police approximately at 2:05 a.m. When the woman asked if he was serious, she received more messages from her man's phone. In other words, the husband's phone was sending her all these messages, and it was the wife actually texting her, saying, you know, hey, something had happened to my husband.
This got crazy Becky all over it.
Right, you know what? I don't understand why women take it to so extreme. If you have basic evidence and a woman's intuition, I would think that there would be a civilized way of just letting, you know, hey, I know what's going on. And let's stop playing.
And the best way to get to a man instead of doing all this drama is stop giving him twat and food. Stop cooking. Cross your legs and stop cooking. Not only have the panties gone, the pants is gone with it.
Everything goes with that deal. So I don't know why we have to go to this extreme to expose our partner who is practicing infidelity.
And I'll get Felipe Rodriguez. You know, that sexy gardener.
What the hell? You talking about the gardener fool?
Yeah, for her.
Okay.
Stop, you know, why?
Personal landscaping.
Yes, get that landscape. Exactly. Stupid.
A man has sued Hardee's for not giving him enough hash browns.
Boy, look.
You can file a lawsuit over anything nowadays.
You know, because somebody sued Subway for the sandwiches not being exactly 6 inches.
Right.
You greedy. This is why America fat.
No, it was the foot long. It was the foot long
special. The foot long. You know what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
The one that Jared got later. I heard Jared was like a pimp in jail, though. Jared didn't get no foot long. He was paying folks off.
A North Carolina man had filed a handwritten lawsuit to the U.S. District Court in Charlotte to complain about the service he received at a local Hardee's.
Oh, Lord.
Hash browns. That would be suing for.
Really?
Hash browns.
Have
and the
you
man's
had your...
58 years old.
That's why I'm like, you know what? See, he's 58. He's talking about hash browns is fried. Probably not a salt. What you need to do is check your blood pressure. And you're making it worse with this BS you put in your life.
Oh, my God.
Why don't you just eat? Look, can I get some extra fat hash browns, 50 cents? Everybody go home happy.
But he had already issued a complaint, and they gave him his money back already. So I'm assuming he just wants more out of that complaint.
Well, you know what? Let me tell you about the law. Once you've taken out, I'm sorry. This is for whatever I did. There's no more suit.
Oh,
it's done.
God. But I think the suit went on because the manager of the restaurant at the time had a refusal to give him hash browns that was racially motivated. He said, you know, he told the Observer that a cashier was preparing to give him the correct amount when the manager before, you know, he walked in and forbid the whole situation.
So because I'm black, I can't have my hash browns. Black folks can't have hash browns now. What the hell else is next? I mean, like I said, every segment, I'm still looking for my 40 acres and a mule.
Girl, don't even get started.
I want it.
A Hawaiian man
ooh
wore a black face in a racist courtroom rant. Yeah, no. A Hawaiian man used a blackface marker to color his face during a failed attempt to pose as a black man in court.
So he's posing as his ancestors.
Right.
You know, I'm gonna tell you Hawaiian, you Puerto Ricans, you Dominicans, you Cubans, Native Americans, y'all are Negro. Stop it.
If you have any shade of brown in your skin texture.
Yeah, you was blessed by the chosen ones. Black people, trick.
But he was scheduled for a regular hearing. And all hell broke loose when he was wheeled into the courtroom. Now, he was found guilty of attempted murder back in March.
Oh, he crazy.
Of road rage. You know, one of those road rage situations. He was famous for it. So he stabbed three people.
Jesus!
During the situation.
Road rage and stabbing.
Right. And one of them, he stabbed five times.
Oh, he's psychotic.
They were rushed to the hospital. They survived, but they are remaining in critical condition.
Jesus, he got problems. Because, you know, normally when you stab somebody, it's very personal. You know them.
Exactly.
You know, slept with
you have to get up on them.
Yes.
At the same time, you are wearing a black face with a marker. Not even a skin foundation. You're talking about
And you
a
know
marker.
What? I hope that what's happened, because I've heard of white folks doing this, and they don't realize the marker stains their little precious white skin. And it's gonna do him, because he already got pigmentation.
But he was going, you know, because they were going to try him, possibly getting him a life sentence.
He needed.
Right. So that's when
he needed that just for the blackface by itself.
But I don't understand the behavior. You lash out at your attorney. You lash out at the judge. And
that sound like Ritalin. He needs Ritalin. Somebody help this Hawaiian. I thought Hawaiian folks were laid back.
Oh, my God. So, you know.
Do the luau. You know,
so, luau. After that little fiasco, he was sentenced to life in prison. Good riddance.
Oh, that's right. Bye. I hope somebody give him a black face personally. In jail.
Time to go to a break. We'll be right back. It's the Gossip and Heifer Show.
Come on, yo.
Here we go.
Bitch, you on my show.
You on my show. Bow down.
The gossip in heaven.
I thought we should be alone.
Get that whoop and that other chain here and follow me on.
Let's talk sex.
It is time to have a grown folks conversation with our sex talk of the week.
Oh, penises.
And usually selfies come into play when you're talking about sex. We're talking about the genital selfies.
Ooh.
Yes, the coochie pics. Yeah, there you go.
Everybody don't send one. Don't try to act like you ain't one on the list.
And for those that do believe in sending the cookie pics, there's an art to it. Yeah, cookie pics.
There's an art to it.
There's an art to it because you can't just send no random photo that just shows certain things you just don't want to be seen.
Because it's a little blurred, like a little Photoshop. Makes it look.
You shouldn't use this Photoshop because trust me, people, there is a vag pic, people will look. Regardless on how you think your vagina looks, people are going to look if there is a photo of it out there.
Girl, it's a coochie look. Coochie? Who said coochie?
But you have to keep in mind, there's a way to take a selfie of the cookie.
How you doing, Michelle? Tell us. Okay. I know you know.
Keep in mind that this is a sexy, sensual thing that you are sharing with somebody special.
So you want me laid back looking all sexy?
Right.
And just have your legs open?
Well, I'm just we're going to go over those pointers.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'm sorry. My bad. I'm moving too fast.
So what do you want to do with this selfie? And for the certain situation that you might be in, it might be a relationship, it might be a booty call. Mm. That's up to you.
I ain't doing no booty call selfie.
Right.
It's a relationship coochie shot.
Because, you know, that's only to be done if you want to do it. Yeah. Do not feel pressured, ladies, if you find yourself meeting somebody new and the first thing they start asking for is photos off the top.
Oh, baby, that's how you get blocked.
Like,
let me send me a photo. Dude, I just gave you my number. Are you serious?
How far do you want this to go?
Yeah, not that far if he don't ask for a coochie pic.
Okay.
Oh, so, just in a random pic. I'm done.
Be leery of that, ladies, because I know there are just interactions you may have, just socializing, and the first thing they start asking you for is pictures. And you'll be thinking, okay, well, there's a profile picture. You can see
it. Yeah, didn't you just see me on Facebook?
What more do you need to see beyond that?
That's right. Why you need a picture of me, and you just met me online?
Now, if you're going to take a selfie of the cookie, please be sure to leave out things that may identify you. Now,
like your face.
Like your face.
Or a specific tattoo that everybody know you got.
Yeah. There's a setting you may have. People recognize your house. There's things that you need to disclose as you enclose.
Like an award with your name on it.
Right.
A award from your job in a year.
Maybe you have a mole in a certain spot.
Oh, or maybe that too.
Right.
Maybe you have a tattoo that everybody in the hood don't see. Girl, that's Kiki. We know, girl, everybody know Kiki. That's why Drake was rapping about Kiki.
Oh my God. But I mean, because a lot of people do make that mistake when they're trying to be sexy and, you know, show those type of goodies.
Like your girl Jennifer Basketball Wives.
There you go.
With them lopsided boobies.
You know.
I don't know if she had a booby job, but like my, what's your movie, Queen Latifah, they're not twins. They're not identical.
Let me tell you something. Majority of the women that are on reality shows have had some type of surgical enhancement done. But at the same time, you want to ditch your underwear. Do not, what's the point of you even taking that selfie if underwear is going
to
be in the
mix? Now you pull it to the side, let me get a little sneak peek.
Oh, wait, I knew he was going to say.
Daddy, this could be what you get. You won't see all of it. You gotta come over.
You know what? Never mind. Could you?
I'm just saying, you know.
But no, I'm just saying because there are photos you could take in your underwear if you're modeling lingerie. But if you have in mind to take a selfie of the cookie, why is underwear even in the mix?
Or maybe she wants to leave something to his imagination.
I can understand that.
Yeah. I mean, you can get it.
Right.
But you can't get it. You know? One of them. Yeah. If you really want to see all this cookie jar,
do the right thing.
You need to reach your hand in the cookie jar by getting in your ass in your car and coming over here to see it.
And you know, I noticed that if you do have those type of selfies, a lot of people take them while they're in the bathroom.
What's that in the bathroom? You just take a doo-doo?
But that, you know what? That's what may come to mind when you are sending the selfie because you're in the bathroom all the time that you happen to send the selfie.
So, I would think it was going to be a central picture.
Right.
Why not the bedroom?
Thank
Why
you.
Why not a coochie shot by the fireplace? You know? So romantic on a bear rug, you know? And if you're an outdoors woman looking for an outdoors man, why not put your leg up on that rock and show that crotch?
Oh, hiking boots?
Yes! And hiking boots! With bear skin laying on your shoulder.
So, I mean, not only is the main focus of the photo important, but the scenery also plays a big difference in it as well.
Yes, Lord. So, and let's talk about you ratchet heifers that are dirty. I'm tired of y'all taking sex. You know, you get these women think they sexy. They got a pile of clothes on the floor.
Girl, don't.
You know, dust mop, diapers all scrattled all over the place. Why is your white floor black? Come on, clean this up. Stains on the wall.
I've never understood why people take photos and they are not aware of their background. I just don't care about
Michelle,
the background.
I know you remember that famous background pic where a chick to the she thought she was being sexy.
Please, I was hoping.
She was by the toilet and there was a doo-doo in the toilet. Did you just doo-doo or take this
That
pic?
Was beyond. I don't even know how you describe what was in the toilet. But at the same time, why would you want to even
it looked like
have
a body.
The toilet in Forensic. The scenery? I don't understand that.
Yeah. Nobody wants to think about you peeing, but let me take that back, because you got some fetish people.
Yes, you go
like
to showers,
like
right?
Peeing, and some folks like doo-doo. What? Some people like a woman that's 500
okay.
pounds to sit on.
Okay,
you know?
Stop.
It all depends on you.
Stop.
There's a lot of fetish. You got toe fetish?
Look, number one, crotch if you're going to take one and you're a little self-conscious, keep in mind, there is no such thing as an ugly vagina.
Mm-mm.
Right, okay? Because when
No, I take that back. I think there is.
But you may think it is.
I think there has been some ugly. You know, I just think about that white woman that, on that reality show that described her coochie lips as a curtain.
A meat
that
curtain.
Just sounds like it'd be ugly, like a bulldog.
Right. But the thing about it is, everybody, there are so many different types of vaginas. You just have to realize that there's going to be a variety out there, and I'm sure those thoughts will realize that.
And I remember Britney Spears had one out there.
I knew you was going to bring it up.
What was that? What's that Spanish comedian's name?
I have no idea, but he said
Lopez.
It looked like
ground beef thrown against the wall. I have never heard of coochie being described as ground beef against the wall. Excuse me. George Lopez. That's what it was.
Yes. Regardless of how they say it looks, I bet you if they had a behind-the-scenes moment, they would not pass it up.
Look, at his age, I think he's like, I don't have enough coochie.
Right.
I'm famous. That one I can pass. And I heard it was mustard coochie.
You know what? Anyway, you know I can't get you started on that. But if you are trying to send that type of selfie, you may also want to incorporate sex toys.
Ooh.
Yeah. Because,
dildo on the clitoris.
You know what?
I was turning. I'm just saying. Look, I deal with a freak. I know the kind of crap he like, and I don't give it to him.
Because
it's overload. I can't do it.
We're not talking about your personal agenda.
Well, baby, my personal agenda is better than yours.
Damn you.
I wasn't really specifically speaking of you.
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying the women out there that, you know.
They have a boring type of sex
life. They have a boring sex life. Get a freak.
Yeah. But, you know, you incorporating sex toys, because you have to keep in mind men are visual. They are visual creatures. The more they see the little kinky things they like to see.
See, but little is just stuck out. Because if you got a dildo's bigger than him, he going to be intimidated. Yeah. You know, you got some men that are intimidated by toys. Why you need all that?
Right. I
don't look like that.
I can't stand men like that. I'm like, dude, this is not replacing you. This is an enhancement.
That's why more women need to do like me and Cardi B. Get something that's big, black, and heavy. Cardi, I heard you, girl. I got that girl. That's what I'm talking about. That's why y'all never see his picture or his name. He's anonymous. What is gonna call him Big Black in Dominican? Big Black Dominican. You know, the blacker the bigger the dick.
You know what? Shut
oh,
the
sorry.
Hell
the sweeter the juice.
Up. Okay, I'm done with you. Just incorporate some sex toys with your photos.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about the light. You know, you may think
lighting is everything.
Lighting is everything.
And trust me, girl, if you need a little Mac makeup down there or something, powder that puss up. Make her look preppy and happy.
There should be a market for that, and I'm sure
powder that puss up. Also, copyrighted by the Gossip and Heifers.
What?
Yes. What's today's date, okay?
Oh, my gosh.
2019, July.
Second.
Second, powder that puss up by the Gossip and Heifers. So, Mac, cover girl.
I guarantee you that's already on the market. They have body paint to cover up certain flaws.
They do, but they don't have that slogan.
Right.
That's the problem. That's why your girl Carly got that the bird shit. I mean, I can't do it. You can do it.
You know what? Be quiet. But lighting, make sure you pay attention to how your presentation looks.
Yes.
I would say take a couple of pictures and just send the best ones.
It's always good to take about 4 or 5 pictures.
Right.
Maybe even more. Have your camera on that, you know, automatic snips. While you're moving. Open the lip. Close your lip. Get a dildo. Has some pink roses going around your coochie.
Shut up. Okay.
I'm just saying.
I know what you're saying, okay?
Oh, get that Photoshop with a sunrise that comes, you know, you have a sunrise coming at your coochie.
A filter?
Yeah, a filter of a sun coming at your coochie. It's autumn sunrise.
Okay.
I'll be like your girl. They call it a sunrise, period.
You know what? Use what you got. Literally, every vagina is different. Some women have big lips, others have smaller ones.
Some have long ones.
It all depends on the woman.
Baby, as long as it gets wet and it's tight.
Shit. You know
what? I'm going to say, you don't want Pookie and him to hide in your coochie. That's not good. You want that tight, firm. And, you know, women need to work those muscles.
Kegels.
Get them or in. If you don't have them, just sit at your office desk, girl, squeeze.
Right.
Exhale. Squeeze it real tight.
Every time you're trying to, you know, when you have to go to the bathroom real bad and you're trying to hold yourself back from urinating right there on the spot, you have to use your Kegel muscles.
And girl, sometimes you can mess around and have an orgasm holding that sucker back too long.
But that's what strengthens your orgasm.
Hey!
And women,
I need the homo pee-pee back.
You know,
hold that pay.
A lot of women don't take advantage of that. You know, just, you know, you don't necessarily have to have the weights. They're very helpful, but at the same time, you can also do this without them.
Yeah. Squeeze the muscles, baby. Practice on them. Mine, love it.
You know what?
Oh, do that again.
Break time. Gossip and Heifers show.
Oh, ain't no
right
break
back.
Time. Yes, squeeze the muscle time.
Shut up.
Hey, it's your girl, NeNe Leakes with the Real Housewives of Atlanta. Make sure you catch me on the Gossiping Heifer.
It's that time to ask a heifer.
Ask me.
If you would like, send us an email at gossipandheifers@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 832-410-1368. Ooh. This week's letter reads, a couple of months ago, a very friendly woman moved in the apartment across the hall from me.
Oh, no.
She and I hit it off right away. So we went shopping together. We even went to a concert together and had a real fun time, or so I thought.
Oh.
All of a sudden, she just stopped calling, texting, or visiting, really just being my friend. Oh. I do not know what happened. We still speak, but she will give me like a big wave across the parking lot, or when I see her in the hall, she seems generally glad to see me, but doesn't want to hang out anymore. I'm not sure what happened. I really like her and would like to be her friend. What do you think I should do to get her back to talking to me?
Well, for one, nothing.
Right.
And evidently, you did something that you're not aware of.
And, yeah, people got to realize that maybe once you hang out with a person for a few times, there's something about you that they can't really deal with.
You get a little jest of their jive.
Right.
This ain't my kind of person.
Right, right.
She a little much.
And I can understand that situation from the woman across the hall standpoint. You know, we both had situations where we thought
had a situation.
Right.
And you invited that heifer over, and they would not leave. Her husband drunk all the alcohol.
I'm not talking about that because I didn't get close with them. I got
you stopped then.
Right, that was a cutoff right after that situation. But at the same time, there's people I have socialized with, and you get a nice rapport going between the two of you, and there's something about them that you just can't really roll with. I mean, I had a chick that wanted so much attention. Everything had to be about her.
Yeah, I called her heifer out.
And it worked my nerves. I'm like, you know what? I can't hang with nobody that has to have the spotlight on them all the damn time.
I know who you're talking about now. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. First of all, I don't get too friendly with people in my neighborhood or an apartment. That's just too close to my personal space.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I like my friends a distance, but they got to drive. 5-10 minutes somewhere they got to leave their house and drive. Walking across the hall, down the street, is too close for me. The closer I get to my neighbors is, hi, how you doing?
Right. And have a good day.
God bless you.
That's about it. And I think, I don't know how you're rubbing her, but apparently it may have been a little smothering situation. You know, even though you call yourself being friendly, sometimes you could just go overboard. People are like, you know, I know myself, I'm not gonna even lie, I'm antisocial.
Yes.
I like to just, you know, still chill to myself. Exactly. But I like to chill to myself. I don't like too many people that I'm not familiar with around me.
Yeah.
That's just the way I roll.
Yes.
So that could be the type of person she is.
But I'm like, the simple fact that you asking all these questions and you realize this chick is avoiding you. You extra.
Right.
I mean, no, that tells me that you extra. So if you see that she's not trying to come around you, she's coming a distance. Okay, heifer, let the distance be.
Let it go. Just, you know, wave across the parking lot like
you're doing. Hi, how you doing?
Right.
Go do what you gotta do. Mind your business.
Right.
Keep it moving.
Mm-hmm. That will be our recommendation for this week's Ask a Heifer letter. So if you have the letter, make sure you send it to us. But you know, we gotta wrap it on up, girl.
But where we going?
This thing about meeting men in different stages in their life.
Oh, Lord.
Usually there's women that like younger men. And you are decisive on how young you should go or how his maturity level is. Okay. So I'm going to talk about men that are really in their mid-30s.
Oh.
So men that are in their mid-30s.
A little bit of milk.
Right.
Not a lot, but a little bit.
They should have, at this point in their life, gone through the thought phase, number one.
Oh, no, some men
some don't.
Some men don't stop till they 60.
Right.
I mean, they old balls hanging. Yeah. I mean, they decrepit. And they still trying to be thotty. Thot.
And that's the sad part about it. And the thing about the situation is, as women, what do we contribute to this type of behavior? When you're talking about a man that's in his 30s, the young man wants to spread his seed because usually at this point, men that are mature enough, they're thinking about the future. They're like, okay, where do I need to be in my life? What type of partner do I need in my life to continue growth, love, support, and a family?
Yes. Cook and breastfeed.
What?
I'm just saying, you know, maybe bring in some old dollars with him, you know.
And he is still selfish. He can take a man a bit longer to learn how to compromise. And a man in his 20s might not really like a woman.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
And his freedom and independence. And that's the one thing that men in their 30s can sort of compromise, depending on who you're dealing with. Because some men are like, okay, look.
If you're too jigger, there's no compromise. It's my way or the highway.
And I don't think, as a woman, we don't want to sit up here and deal with somebody who's not willing to compromise.
No, we don't.
Because we do compromise on quite a few occasions.
Even if they don't notice.
Right.
That's not a compromise.
So we got to make sure that there's a compromise situation going on here. And the man in his 30s should be over the party scene. You know.
Lord, you wish.
Right, you wish.
Because I'm like, who wants to be the old man at the club? And then, you know, men got to realize, once you get in your 30s, you are the old dude at the club.
At the club. And, you know, I can understand a social every once in a while, but when you are constantly going to the, like you said, the club scene, that becomes just ridiculous to me.
Yeah. I mean, why am I dealing with you?
Right.
I need to kick myself.
You still on this thirst bucket attention campaign I can't get with.
And it's exactly what you just said. Thirsty trick. Here's some water. Take some Gatorade.
You know, the party scene should be well and done with. Because I know, matter of fact, you and I, when we had opportunities to go out and hang out and party, we did our part. And
but
right now, I don't want to be bothered with it.
Yeah, but you and me were really never no party people.
No.
Even in my 20s, my girl, you want to go out? No, I'd rather babysit your kids. I ain't got time for this. I don't want the loud music in my ear. Drunk Negroes touching you.
I have never understood that loud music. What is going on with today's club scene? Because I know
today, that's even in our day.
It's worse now.
Oh God!
You know, remember that event we went to for a premiere movie, and everybody was celebrating because production had been wrapped up, and the music was so freaking loud.
I don't know if it's because I'm older. I just know I went outside, not for a cigarette, no, for peace of mind. And the hoochies.
Oh Lord, you would have thought it was like a hoochie convention going on.
I'm like, it was a bunch of older 30-year-olds that was plus size with doggone fishnets, doggone zigzag hole bodysuits. I can't do it. It's overload. I gotta go.
A man should have definite investment in his career. Mm-hmm. Where is he going with his career? And I'm attracted to a man that always has one source of hustle. You know what I mean? Because you never know when that consistency of your paycheck may end. But then again, if I have to, I can fall back on this.
See, even mine ain't right, but he got two hustles.
Right.
He not mentally stable. Nah, he from Brooklyn and he Dominican, so
right.
We're going to pray about that.
Right.
But man, he do have two hustles.
I mean, even with people I affiliate that are women, I would like to affiliate myself with other women that are about their grind.
Girl.
Okay?
Grind.
Right.
Grind. Grind. Oh, wine.
And when a man turns 30, you should have half a clue.
Yeah.
On where you going. I mean, you know
what
I mean?
Today's folks. Girl. Right.
I know today's folks.
That don't happen to 45.
A real man needs to have some type of vision for his future by his mid-30s.
But you know, I look at Jay-Z. He had his grind on, but he didn't have his holdism down yet. But Beyonce checked that shit real quick.
Right. So now that we have, and that's the thing, you got to put them in check. Make them, these are my standards, dog. You are falling below standards.
Yes. But you also got to have be a woman of standards to put them standards out there.
Right. That's true.
So, I mean, if you're working at Mickey D's, you got several kids by different daddies, you ain't got no standards, so shut up.
Obama is not coming to your doorstep.
No.
Anytime
soon. This ain't Southside, you not Michelle. Yeah. I had a new year.
So women that are considering, okay, look, maybe I may not be ready for a man in his 30s because he has not developed to a point I would like him at. Maybe I should go for somebody in their 40s. Nope.
Just is dumb.
Because number one, because I think the older men are and they stay single for such a long period either something's wrong or a bit of bitterness has been produced with them. And they are just closed-minded to really...
And you got a lot of bitter black men.
Yes!
I've met two that I could name. I shall not.
Right? Because I hear this about the bitter black woman. I have
The bitter black man.
The bitter black man exists. Trust me.
Ooh, exists in the 25th power. You mad about everything. Those are normally the ones, too, that's praising white women because they ain't never had one.
Right.
So they feel like everything black is just, dude,
no check empowerment. Yourself.
What did you not do right?
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, there's also some men in their 20s, even though they're very young, they can also be in a bitter mode. And that starts, I think, from either them picking the wrong women and making bad decisions.
Same thing with women.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with bitter black women. You got bitter black men. Y'all doing the same thing. But, you know, I always tell men, because I had one friend that was bitter, and I could tell he was bitter. But, I mean, everything he said about his ex-wife, everything about your ex-wife is physical.
Right, right.
There's nothing intellectual
right
going on there. There's nothing about bringing you up, you know, on a higher level. But everything you named is about how her hair looked, her skin tone. Her body. And that crap fades.
Well, that may fade, but at the same time, if that's a priority to you, maybe you need to bring in the extra dollars and make sure that's consistent.
Exactly. I mean, when you get some Jay-Z money, you could tell me to shut the fuck up. Until then, bypass.
I mean, that's just one of the considerations. And, you know, men in their 40s also may be divorced. But a majority of men also that are young getting caught up in a marriage and they get divorced early as well. So, you know, you just have to look out for these type of situations.
But, you know, I always look out for a man that's not getting along with his mother.
That's
had that likes to just complain about their past negative relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That has nothing to do with me.
Red flags.
Right.
Too much information.
Because if you're holding on to situations from a previous relationship,
you got too much baggage.
You got too much baggage. You are not in a situation where you need to be caught up with me or anybody else. You need to have some alone time.
Yeah, your head. And a lot of people fail to realize because they're so thirsty, like you said. Sometimes just being to yourself is good.
Yeah. You learn you.
Don't try to fool a woman nor man just to fulfill the hole in you. You fulfill your own hole. Fill it up.
Right. Because people sit up here and worry about what outsiders of their life think. If they're with somebody or if they're caught up in a relationship or if they're going to have any kids soon. That's nobody's concern but yours.
I don't know who kids.
Right.
What's them? Them downstairs. I ain't got time for them.
Thank you for tuning into the Gossip and Heifer Show. Make sure you follow us on Spotify, iTunes, Podomatic, and Google Play. And visit our website at gossipandheifers.com and subscribe on YouTube. So until next time, people, peace.
I holla.